This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Verna, welcome in. Quickly, before we get into Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight, I don't know how excited anybody is about Game 4. Philadelphia 76ers President of Basketball Ops Brian Colangelo resigns. I don't think anyone's shocked by that. Ultimately, what do you think happened here?
I think his wife had burner accounts and, you know, was defending him to people, and obviously figured she could always do it anonymously. And then, you're right, somebody got tipped off to it or figured it out.
Yeah, that's what I was more so I was asking that, Verno. I mean, how do you do the legwork to find out? I mean, was it like internally somebody wanted Colangelo out? Is there somebody in the Philadelphia media?
I think there was either somebody that pays a lot of attention to the 76ers and so would see randomly. These would be my guesses. It seems like either somebody knew, right? Maybe a friend of a friend or whatever, and then word gets back around, and then somebody that really doesn't like Colangelo ends up hearing about this, and then they can spread it to a media member. Or it is somebody that is a maniacal fan that just starts paying attention and then randomly would see this, you know, this person that was responding to media members and people, and at some point just starts, right, thinking, like, how do they know this stuff, right? How is this person – like, you guys have probably done that before. It's very prevalent in college football, and I'm sure that some of your listeners are aware of, like, you know, back in the day before Twitter and everything, there was the message boards.
Right.
And there would be times where I would read message boards, and I'd be like, what in the world? And you'd come to find out later down the road that it's a booster.
Yeah,
or it's somebody that's like highly connected to the program. They got some screen name or whatever, but it'd be like, how did they know that? I mean, and that happens all the time. Especially in college football, maybe less so regarding professional sports. I mean, I remember you remember when all the Tunsil stuff happened? Laramie Tunsil?
Oh, yes.
At Ole Miss? I mean, it was literally that night that a guy came up to me and he was like, I just read on Rebel Grove that he was driving, you know, everybody in town knew he was driving around this car, whatever. And I mean, this guy had the story down to a T. And this was just a dude, just an Ole Miss fan, right? But he had read it on the message board. And I'll be damned, a couple weeks later, the story came out and it was dead on. Like, they knew everything. They knew about the dad. They knew about the car he had been driving. They knew about the dealership it had been from. So, a lot of people that know stuff, and so I think maybe there is a possibility that there was somebody out there, and, you know, at some point it's like, you know, you start thinking to yourself when you see this screen name pop up every once in a while, like, oh, geez, like, this person, like, how would they know that? Like, that seems like a pretty inside scoop to have, and then, you know, then it happens three or four more times, and then you start to get curious, like, how do they know this? This has got to be somebody within the organization that maybe, right, then tip somebody off and it's all there.
Great reporting from The Ringer that broke the story that Verno works for there. I will ask you this question about Game 4 tonight, but not specifically this game, Golden State in general. Did this team have a better or more wide-ranging likability with NBA fans before Kevin Durant when they won the first championship? Or did it not change even when they brought on Durant? Because it's an uber popular franchise, obviously.
Oh, no, it changed. It changed for the worse amongst the general NBA fan.
Right.
There's always going to be people that just like whoever wins. But amongst the general, and I say that because the other night, that would be one of those nights that was unanimously celebrated. And at least what I could gather, and social media is not indicative of everything. It's just a sliver of what opinion is. But instead of celebration, there was, I felt, tremendous resent because Durant was the guy that did it. And so even when I would say something about the game he played or how great he was, it was met with, yeah, you know, because he took the easy way out, or yeah, because there's three other guys that you have to worry about, or yeah, he wouldn't be doing this if he had, right, if it was just his show to run and whatever. And so I think there, it was weird. Last night was the first night I really felt, or I'm sorry, two nights ago, first night I really felt that there was this overwhelming resent towards, it was like the whole Golden State ruined the NBA came all the way back around. And speaking of that, I was reading an article yesterday. I think people will find this as fascinating. So there is this Golden State ruin the NBA. Now, I believe that if Chris Paul was healthy, I think they could have. I think they would have beaten them at home in Game 7. But he wasn't, and so they didn't. So they took him to 7 games. And right now, I don't think it's implausible to think that Cleveland could be up 2-1. They could. I get it that they're not, but they blew the first game.
Yeah, I mean, that final minute in the first game, and then they blew a 13-point lead in Game 3.
Well, and not only did they blow a 13-point lead, that's a one-point game with a minute and a half to go. So that's there for the taking, and Durant made the plays and LeBron didn't. So it's not like there's been total non-competition. That being said, you know, there's this whole they've ruined everything. I was reading this article yesterday, super fascinating. Said that from 1980 to 2005, so it's 25 years, 7 different teams won the title, okay? 7 different franchises in 25 years. Since 2008, we have had 7 different NBA champions. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yeah,
from 1980 to 2005 has been from 2008 until right now.
But how much is that going to change now with what we see with the super teams from the Heat now to Golden State? Because I was going to ask you, my next question, Bruno, was going to be, and I agree, Golden State, they didn't look invincible this year, and I don't know why. I mean, because if they came out and played together like they play in third quarters, they seem like they would be invincible. I mean, what is the best path right now to knocking off Golden State?
Oh, I think it's Houston attaining one more guy. That's the best path. The best path is, I mean, they're right there, man. They could have done it. They really could have. Houston's the team. And then the other one would obviously be Boston. They get those guys healthy, they're going to be hell to deal with because they are built for – and, in fact – it would be my opinion. Boston would not get swept or be down 3-0 right now. I just don't believe it. I think they're a better matchup because they've got, you know, the big thing with the Warriors is the strength in numbers. Well, they've got the requisite amount of wings. Like, that's what you need. And Cleveland has one. And a lot of people would argue they've got one guy. Whereas Boston, they've got the center that's not wildly overwhelmed by the Draymond playing out at the three-point line because they've got one that does it himself in Horford. And then they've got Brown and Tatum, and they got the wing guys. And so and they were number one in the league defensively and number one against three-point percentage. So I just think that the problem is they didn't, you know, like pretty much everybody, they don't have anybody to really guard LeBron. I think if Boston gets back Hayward, they get back Kyrie, you've got to consider them in the mix. And the other thing is, and this is by far the biggest one, the path is who gets LeBron? Who gets him?
Okay, but if I asked you right now, you can put LeBron, as an NBA fan, you can put LeBron anywhere you want him. Just to make things interesting, where do you put him?
To make it interesting, L.A. I mean, as a Western Conference team fan.
I don't think it does anything. I mean, obviously, L.A. becomes a team that wins 50-plus games. But, you know, is L.A. really a contender with him? Even Paul George and LeBron?
Hell yes, with Paul George and LeBron. What?
What?
LeBron gets there every year by himself.
Yeah,
imagine
that is a
if
good
he had
point.
Paul George right now. And George is one of the best defenders on the perimeter. Imagine if he had him right now. Let's say Paul George is on Cleveland. He ain't got nothing, and he's right there.
They might just lose this Monday night.
He's right there at the end of these games. I mean, he's got Kevin Love. That's what he's got. But obviously Love is not totally best suited as the matchup. Whereas George, he's perfect in series against in a series against Golden
State. Well, you agree Paul George wants to be a Laker.
100%. I mean, and especially with the way that ended in Oklahoma City. So, I mean, if LeBron or, if he goes to one of these, if he goes to one of these teams that's already got two big-time established players on it, or even if he stayed in Cleveland and somehow they were able to maneuver around, they do have that high pick that they got in the deal. And so what if they can flip that pick and maybe something and get another player with him there? Because, I mean, he really needs one more guy. He needs one more guy. And so many of these teams over the last several years, I mean, virtually every team you can ever imagine, they got three guys, right? Two's tough, three's how you get there. Even the one time that young Oklahoma City team made the finals, Harden was still on that team, right? So, I mean, you got to have that third guy. And, LeBron's got love. But he needs one more, and he did, and Kyrie. Obviously, Kyrie still being there would change all of this dramatically. But so I think, the best path is him with a better supporting cast, because the dude's been in the finals every single year, and we saw what he's capable of in game one, and that's just when it's all on him. We've seen what it's capable of this entire series. I mean, he's killing them. He ain't got much running with him.
Verno, man, thank you very much. Enjoy game four tonight and game five Monday if they end up being a game five. But a lot of people
I have a very serious question for you.
Okay.
Has there ever been a Friday where all three of you were in studio?
Yes, just not during. Usually
this is
football
that time.
Season.
You can't vacation during the NBA season. We've got a vacation outside of college football.
You missed last Friday's segment with us because you were on vacation.
Every time Rockstar calls me, he says it's just Brown and Jim.
But for the record, I was out last Friday.
Have I ever talked to the three of them ever? Yeah, you were down at the beach too, huh?
Yeah. We should have hooked up.
You should have hollered at me. I was at Pensacola Beach, which I quite like. I got to tell you. And that's not far from you guys, right?
Not far at all.
You can get down there quick. Yeah, it's the first time I've been there. I'd done the 30A stuff so much, the Destin, Sandestin, Rosemary, all those. And they're getting younger and younger. The Pensacola thing, they're very, very family friendly, I thought. For anybody that's got a family out there, I just thought it was very family friendly. There's a lot of guys that look like me on the beach instead of look like Lance.
All of a sudden, I feel like you're doing an endorsement for Pensacola Travel.
No, I'm not. That was just an opinion I had after I went there.
Verno, you would feel more confident at a water park. Go to any water park, you'll feel great about yourself.
No, I liked it where I was. There's not a bunch of Lance Taylors with their baby oil all over them. trying to get a nice scene.
I mean, you dog me when I'm shirtless. You dog me when I got a rash guard on. I can't win with you.
The long sleeve rash guard's amazing.
I like the place with the the guys get t-shirts and bucket hats on.
hey, go check out Lance's Instagram from when he was at the beach. He took his son, apparently trying to take Klondike bars. We joked about this on the air when he wasn't here. He tries to take Klondike bars down to the beach in a normal cooler with normal ice. And they're eating
Klondike
bars.
It was within the first hour. I had a ton of ice in one of those Yeti coolers, and they're supposed to be the best coolers.
But you can't keep a Klondike bar on the beach frozen.
Well, my beer seems to be frozen.
Two different types of frozen.
The Yeti didn't work on Klondike.
No, it does not work on Klondike.
I had no idea. I figured it wouldn't.
Yeah,
keep ice cream cold.
Yeah, my physical science, I wasn't too good at that. But I'll tell you, it turns into a milkshake quickly.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying to eat soup with their hands. It was amazing.
God.
It's a great picture. It looks like something from Life magazine. Verno, thank you, man. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, guys. See ya.
Yeah. That pick.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
was amazing.